This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Today, health insurance reform is the law of the land.
The health care law was supposed to keep medical costs down, but a new report says your payments are expected to jump.
I think I made a mistake.
Robert Scott Bell.
A coalition of public health advocates targeting Ronald McDonald.
I'd love to see you, Ronald McDonald, retired. Let's kill him off like we did Joe Camel.
Robert Scott Bell.
Side effects may include depressed mood,
thoughts of suicide,
insomnia,
suicide may occur,
diarrhea,
unusual or strange dreams,
agitation,
sexual side effects,
drowsiness, dizziness,
nausea,
hostility,
trouble sleeping,
seizures,
serious skin reactions,
thoughts of suicide.
Thoughts of suicide may occur.
Oh yeah, drugs. You gotta have drugs.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
All right, this hour on the Robert Scott Bell Show, John Rappaport is back from No More Fake News. We're going to talk about the economy, yes, economic healing is part of the Robert Scott Bell Show. Political healing, too. Maybe both of them are involved in a discussion of the globalists' agenda to weaponize the stock market against Donald Trump. Eventually, because obviously he's been riding high for the most part in his first year plus. But how fast that could change based on attempts to knock globalism down a peg via tariffs to protect U.S. industry, workers, etc. And I know it doesn't fit well with a free market context or concept, but we'll talk about that with John. Where does that play into this whole mess and what's going to be coming of what Trump has said he would do and him actually doing it? All right, stand by. That's coming up this hour. As well as, environmentalism. I sometimes make fun of environmentalists. And it's like, Robert, that makes no sense. You do a show about health and healing. You're into organic stuff. It's like, why would you ever make fun of an environmentalist? Well, it's because I hesitate to say most environmentalists because that's kind of a collectivist term. And I don't know. Is it most? It seems like a lot of them, at least the one that the mainstream media touts as a true environmentalist, are what they could say green on the outside, red on the inside. Right, they're into some socialistic, communistic agenda. They want the government to own everything, control everything, limit your access to energy or to utilize energy or to use your land how you see fit. They all say that because if we were to allow people to actually do what they want with their land, it would be destruction everywhere. Where the irony is, when you eliminate private property and you put the hands of property into government or, let's say, corporations that are controlled by government only in theory, because it's really the corporations that have purchased, as I said, it's called regulatory capture of the agencies, FDA, pharma, big pharma, EPA, big polluters. And you begin to see that they protect the polluters over the people who are being harmed by the pollution, right? This is why you see that this carbon trading cap, carbon cap scheme, not about reducing pollution. It's about trading who can pollute more via tax schemes. And, of course, it would end up costing the average mom and pop, Joe and Schmo, whatever, so much money because it would eliminate the production of energy that you utilize because you can't have slaves anymore, technically. Although you're running around as if you are a slave to pay for government to protect you from environmental destruction. Is that weird? I know, but you're, at this point you're going, what are you talking about, Robert? Well, we're going to California now. The California Clean Environment Initiative is a group on Facebook, and it's covering a story. Apparently, this California Clean Environment Initiative that has been proposed, I think it might be a ballot initiative, that would give California residents the right to a clean environment. It bans GMOs. Drilling in California's part of the Pacific Ocean, fracking, a long list of seriously toxic chemicals. I got to take a deep breath here. including glyphosate, organochlorines, organophosphates, bee-killing pesticides, most fluoride-based chemicals, and toxic plastics and cleaning products. It requires investigations into radio frequencies, right? EMF. And adjusting locations, patterns, and output of cell towers to prevent radio frequency injuries to children. Requiring removal of smart meters, regulating air particulates, restoring vaccination choice for school and work attendance, taking metals and other toxic ingredients out of vaccines, removing fluoride from water, requiring conversion from chlorine water treatment systems to oxygen-based systems, ozone and other things, restricting the word natural to natural food and fiber, requiring secure long-term isolated storage of California nuclear waste, stopping mass pesticide fogging, establishing an elected agency to oversee requirements, providing the right to sue for toxic trespass. Okay, folks. All right. John Rappaport's going to be joining us at any moment here. Now, on the surface, I'm like, yay, that sounds awesome. Way to go, California. Except for the fact is, if you actually passed all of that into reality tomorrow, California wouldn't fall off into the ocean. It would disappear as an economy. It would just destroy everything that is going on. And if you're into that, okay, I know some people that are willing to do that. I call it a scorched earth policy in terms of environmentalism. The only thing you actually need to do, and maybe John can chime in on this, is the last statement I made of this. Because this woman, Cheryl Jensen, is all about this. And I'm thinking it might deflect a lot of energy in little things that would make a bigger difference than trying to get the whole organic environmental kitchen sink passed, which is not going to happen. It's not going to happen. There are globalists that will fight tooth and nail. You thought that the fight to label GMOs was fraught with danger and failure. Try to do what Cheryl's trying to do here. It's not bad. But the ultimate last effort would be appropriate, providing the right to sue for toxic trespass. That is, restoring all private property rights and defending private property rights. Even RFK Jr., considered a leftist politically, has argued that Ron Paul is right about private property, that the idea of throwing all protections into a federal authority or even a state authority in a country as large as California. Yeah, it's a state, but it's a country, economically speaking. That if we would just move into that concept of private property, defense of private property rights, all those other details, you don't even need to put them in the bill. John Rappaport from No More Fake News, my good buddy. He's back. Welcome, my friend.
Hey, Robert. Good to be here.
Good to be here with you, my friend. Now, we're going to eventually get into the globalist weaponizing the stock market, but the concept text of environmentalism, what real environmentalism is, as I mentioned, defending private property versus what it's become. Get the government all the power in the world to regulate us, and of course, they end up being captured by the industries they're supposed to regulate.
Yeah. I had a chance to read that piece. And first of all, as I recall, it sets up a three-person board to do this kind of investigation. So right away, you ask, well, who's on the board? Who are these people who do this, quote, independent investigation of all of these things? And I further agree that that last statement is the one that's important. Sue to prevent or stop toxic trespass on behalf of private property, which also, of course, includes your own body.
Yes.
And the bodies of your children, because toxic trespass by toxic chemicals and so forth and vaccines would also rate legal action.
Right.
So that works. That would be the thing that actually works. And also in these lawsuits, you have to guarantee that there is full disclosure. In other words, you can't have these corporations hiding behind, well, this information is privileged and these studies are owned by us, therefore you can't see them. Mm-hmm. And all of this kind of turmoil that goes on in the civil courts where you try to sue a major corporation and 6 or 7 years later down the line, the lawyers are still arguing and nothing has really happened.
Right. Well, in context of what occurs now, you sue for toxic trespass, and then the companies say, well, look, the EPA says we're okay. Guess what? Who did the study for the EPA to approve whatever they're doing to poison you is okay? Guess what? the companies that are polluting, and the EPA said, sure, that's fine, just like the FDA and drug companies. So the idea of that the government can protect us from toxic trespass, it's nonsense. At this point, if you're arguing for it, you are delusional. You're sucking fluoride like there's no tomorrow.
Yeah. Yeah, these, you read out the statement. So there's so many avenues here, toxic avenues, that it would be futile, first of all, to try to get this passed as an initiative, and secondly, to actually study it and then enforce it. You know, it's kind of like a rainbow wish list. Wouldn't it be great? Wouldn't there be a better world if we could just eliminate 1 through 34, you know, substances?
Yeah.
Yeah, of course it would be. But you have to at least try with some really good attorneys to rework the legal system so that lawsuits really have teeth in them and that you get a level playing field. I mean, that's hard enough. That's very difficult to do, especially with corrupt judges on board.
Mm-hmm.
But at least there's a possibility of exposing the information to the public in depositions, testimony, and so forth. At least you've got that. And that would be, you know, the way that I would try to word this.
Yeah, my concern here, John, is wasted energy, wasted effort. I know ultimately what energy is not lost, it's transmuted, but if the energy you could utilize to kind of wake folks up and recognize that private property, defense of private property, is fundamental to achieving the goals that environmentalists say, claim they want to achieve, then you don't waste your time on a kitchen sink amalgamation of everything you want into an initiative that would it's just not going to go. I don't want people wasting their efforts. I like this Cheryl. She's a nice lady. I can see she's sincere at this point. But my gosh, if you take all of the energy to achieve successful things, this thing is going to be a waste of energy, my opinion.
When I studied what happened to Prop 37, which was the ballot initiative in California to label GMOs, that was so fraught with fraud at every level, from the bankrolling of it to the counting of the votes and so forth. And that was just one little corner of what this proposal is.
Exactly. Well, John Rappaport's here with us this hour to enhance the kung fu of those who claim to be environmentalists. What about those who are economists? Economists? How do you say that word anyway? John's going to help me with that and more. We'll talk about the globalists weaponizing the stock market next.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, Ty Bollinger here from the hit documentary miniseries, The Truth About Cancer, with an important question. Can the three wise men's gifts to Jesus help heal and protect your health and help you look and feel younger and live longer? The answer is a big, surprising yes. In the new report called How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you'll discover exactly why. Go to rsbreports.com right now to get this life-changing report for free. That's rsbreports.com. You see, two of the Magi's gifts, frankincense and myrrh, were highly prized in biblical times for their health and healing benefits. Science today confirms they are ultra-powerful tools to support your health, anti-aging, and longevity. Meanwhile, you'll be surprised to learn a third spice, often referred to as gold in biblical times, may be nature's most potent tool to protect your immunity. Yes, the Magi were indeed wise men for giving Jesus their powerful gifts of health, and you'll discover how much they'll help you, too. Go to RSB Reports right now to get this important report absolutely free. That's rsbreports.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
I hesitate to call my buddy John Rappaport a tool, but he is a tool. A tool for transformation. John's writings over the years have transformed more people than, I don't know, I can't put a number on it, John, but the impact that you've had on so many people, especially investigative journalists, reporters that have stepped up when the mainstream media has failed in its job to hold those powerful globalist entities and government entities accountable for the things that they do. NoMoreFakeNews.com, John Rappaport. He's linked up in the show notes at RobertScottBell.com. And we have linked the latest, including published the latest that he wrote about, called Globalists Weaponize the Stock Market to Control Presidents, Anatomy of a Fake Reality. Again, John Rappaport is with us. Thank you, my friend, for all that you do.
Thank you, Robert.
Has anybody ever called you a tool before?
No, I think this is a first. I'm going to have to celebrate it in some way.
Somebody had to do it, but in a good way, in a good way.
Yeah.
So I love, again, your commentary and your depth of understanding of these things. And you know, when I see, you know, I don't want people spinning their wheels, wasting their efforts. A lot of times we're manipulated to do that. We think we are activists for positive and powerful change and transformation. And you pointed out over the years many times how it's manipulated to the point where you believe, you perceive that you're doing great stuff, and you have been puppet stringed into their domain, right? Whether it be environmentalism or whether it be economic freedom or, you know, that fundamental freedom that we talk about here on this show and that I believe the founding fathers in America had in mind and setting up for their posterity, only we went to sleep at the wheel somewhere along the way.
You bet. I'll refer back again to Prop 37 in California, which was an effort to a ballot initiative in 2013, I believe, to the label GMO food. Eventually, what came out of that was the discovery that that movement had been infiltrated at the highest level by, let's call them double agents, who had decided on a strategy that was bound to fail. I perceived this early on. I began criticizing the movement. People started to, you know, say, what are you talking about? What are you talking about? We're working so hard to get this initiative passed. And I said, yeah, you're the people who are taking the brunt of the betrayal here, because this campaign is designed not to succeed by the way that it's supposedly educating people, but it's not the right kind of campaign. And all kinds of, no, you're wrong, we have to do this. And I said, okay, you wait and see. I said, you wait and see what's going to happen in the state of Washington. Same thing happened. That ballot initiative went down. Mm-hmm. So people are co-opted into certain movements that sound good on the surface, and then much later on they discover that they were used. They didn't look hard enough at the leaders and who they were.
And this is the case, I believe, in what we were talking about in the opening in California, about a really feel-good, pie-in-the-sky, let's get everything, all we want right now due to the ballot initiative. And I'm just warning you that it will be another one of those energy wasters. Not because the woman at the spearhead of it, I don't know anything about her, she seems nice enough, but the idea is we're dealing with a functional or dysfunctional reality. One way or another, we've got to recognize how it really operates. And, John, that's, again, an area where I consider you one of the greatest experts on planet Earth in this lifetime.
Well, you know, I've been looking at the stock market for a long time and trying to see what's really going on there. So, finally, I wrote a long piece today about it and how it's weaponized to control Trump or any other president. And it's not overly complicated, but, you know, people have to screw in their brains to try to, you know, understand this. That basically the stock market is used as a symbol to determine how well the economy is doing. If the stock market is up, everybody says the economy is doing well. If the stock market is down, they say it's doing terribly. And so that means that those people who control that perception can control what people think about the economy and the president's economic policies.
All right, John, hold that thought. We got to take a break. When we come back, we're going to go deeper into the globalist control of the economy through perceptions in the stock market, reality, fiction. We're going to get into it with John Rappaport next.
You're listening to The Robert Scott Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Longtime listeners to The Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Science is back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside of our borders. At Miles Franklin Limited, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Franklin Limited is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box system in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid foundational storage partnered with the most respected name in security. That's Miles Franklin Limited, celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited, a name you can trust.
Scott Bell Show.
All the links are up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com, including to our good friend John Rappaport from nomorefakenews.com. And if you miss our discussion on the breaks, you got to find it at our YouTube channel, RS Bell Media channel, while we still have one. And you can find that at robertscottbell.com. John, we were, you know, sliding into the stock market and globalist control over it, the artificial perception. And even to some degree, Trump has fallen prey to this by promoting how great the economy is based on, look, the stock numbers keep going up, the market keeps going up, but there's that double-edged sword. If they want to collapse the economy, they can tank the stock market immediately. And those who have relied upon it for artificial wealth will now be suffering. We could talk about the global booms and busts, the Great Depression, back in the 30s and such, after 1929, the crash. But perspective is in order here in terms, and this is what your article does to some degree. Where is Trump going right? Where could he be going wrong here?
Well, I don't think he really understands the full picture of the stock market. you have to look at it this way. The overall economy of the U.S., and whether it's healthy or sick, is the economy. It has to do with companies, what they produce, what they sell, et cetera, all of that. The stock market, on the other hand, is a rigged giant Vegas casino. You place your bets, you bet a stock is going to go up or go down. Billions of dollars flow through every day, much of it automated by algorithms of investment funds, and then you've got individual investors who are placing their bets and so on and so forth. This is the major activity of the stock market. It has nothing to do with whether the economy is healthy or sick. But for at least 100 years, there has been the fake news promotion that the stock market tells people whether the economy is healthy or sick. And most people believe that. The press trumpets this over and over and over again. So therefore, we're dealing in perception, not reality. Now, because this Vegas casino called the stock market is rigged by insiders who can control it, shoot it up or send it down and crash it, they control the perception of how the overall economy is doing. And if they decide that they don't like the economic policies of some president sitting in the White House, in this case Trump, they can take the stock market down and create the perception that his economic policies are a disaster. And I'll give you the example, which is now current. He has decided to put a 25% tariff on imported steel and 10% on aluminum. Well, this is a gigantic anti-globalist move on his part. So it could very well be that we will see the stock market keep sinking because the insiders want to create the false perception that Trump's economic policies are a disaster and are ruining the economy. That's their power. That's a considerable power based on a fake reality. And people have to be able to make that distinction.
Well, and if Trump doesn't, how will he explain away, you know, the opposite of the good PR he's been relying upon because the stock market has been going up? And, you know, I'm not a big fan of higher prices per se for poor folks, but at the same time, if you don't have jobs because all the industry has fled to go for slave wages elsewhere, again, this is where you have to understand the concept of the nation. And guess what, folks? Going back to the origination of what? The Trilateral Commission, if I'm not mistaken, John, the era of nation states is over. Who said that?
Brzezinski said it. David Rockefeller said it. And this was even prior. Well, Brzezinski's statement was in 1969. The Trilateral Commission was formed in 1973. It is the premier globalist organization on the planet, which most people know nothing about. And so their concept of free trade and so forth is to allow mega corporations to pick up and go anywhere they want to in the world, open up their factories, produce their products, export them back to their former home countries, throw huge numbers of people out of work in their home countries. In other words, for them, the trilateralists, there are no home countries. They're only concerned with banks and mega corporations and giant foundations. For them, these are the forces that control the world and should control the world, and all national borders should be erased completely.
And that would achieve what? A manifestation of a master class of elite controllers and a bunch of worker bees and a few wealthy people in between. Again, we hear all about the wealth gap. And, of course, what they want is more government intrusion and control. But that's playing right into the hands of those so-called globalist elitists. So our friends on the political left who claim to be intellectually superior to the conservatives have fallen prey to that because they won't go deeper than that because they're thrown off by a word that starts with the letter C, conspiracy.
Absolutely. I mean, it's a very sick joke. The people on the left who claim to be protesting and railing against the elites, they are actually serving the elite plan. They are enabling or helping to enable the elites gain globalist control over nations and make this planet into basically one nation. And open borders is a major plank in the platform of globalists. That's one of the major ways that they are revealing themselves to destroy former sovereign nations and make it a planet that is one nation.
Well, you have the Pelosi's, Feinstein's, and Chuck Schumer's of the world arguing that you're not a compassionate human being unless you have free and open borders. Like, you know, go to Switzerland, go to New Zealand, go to these other countries. Why aren't they, you know, crying about them not opening their borders for everybody that Schumer wants in here?
Mm-hmm. You bet. They aren't. This is not a rational argument that we're talking about here. This is a program, a plan. And, again, if you can rig the stock market and control it so you can send it up or shoot it down, then you can attack any president sitting in the White House, and you can claim that his economic policies, which, let's say in this case, are against the globalists, are destroying the economy, when all that's really happened is the people who can rig the stock market rigged it. Has nothing to do with the economy. People don't understand, and it took me a while to sort this out, that by and large, the overwhelming amount of money that's traded in the stock market, shares of companies, that money does not go to companies. Some of it does, but the overwhelming amount is just sell, buy, sell, buy, sell, buy. It's a giant casino. That's all it is. And it's rigged by insiders who make alarmingly huge amounts of money off of it.
No, well, to your point, is, as you say, if a stock of a company goes up, there's no benefit to the company per se directly unless they were to sell that stock or whoever held that stock sold that stock, then there would be economic gain, at least temporarily. But the reality of an economy is, how well are you doing in terms of moving goods and services? And you have access to the stuff that makes that possible at a rate that will allow you to profit and maintain your business or grow it. But, of course, the idea that perpetual growth is the way to go, don't understand that in nature there is no such thing as perpetual growth unless you call it cancer when it's out of control.
Yeah. People have to get this distinction, really. I really hope they do, because this is an extraordinary deception that's affected every president, and not just in America. The same scam works in other countries. The stock market. Just look at the articles. Listen to the financial pundits. Well, the stock market sank again and so forth, and meaning that the policies of the president and so forth are affected and seem to be counterproductive and boo, 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 boo. No. That would be like saying, well, this month in Vegas, the overall take in the casinos dropped by 3%, and therefore the economy of the U.S. is in deep trouble. You know, I mean, one thing does not have to do with another. But the media globalists make that connection because it gives them power to make that connection.
Mm-hmm.
It gives them power over any sitting president. And it's my contention that the reason that Trump, when he came into office, surrounded himself with people from Goldman Sachs, a gigantic investment bank, is because he made a deal with them. They said, we can prop up the stock market for you. It'll make you look great. We can do this. You need to have somebody do this for you in order to make your economic policies fly and look good. Mm-hmm. And he said, I know that, and I'm ready to make some kind of a bargain here.
Make a deal, man. The great compromise.
Deal. The art of the deal, give Goldman what they want, they give him what he wants. But this is not an ironclad deal. In other words, if Goldman decides that some of Trump's policies are wandering off the reservation, they can bail on him and they can send the stock market down, and thus creating the perception that the overall economy is sick and that it's as a result of Trump's policies that it's sick.
We'll let you have your Make America Great Again only so far. And if you go over it, we're reeling you back in. Now, there may be a way to go beyond that. And I want to talk to you about it, John, if you have time to stick with me till the top of the hour. Do you?
I do.
Sweet. All right. John Rappaport is with us this hour. And since today is the day, those of you listening live, the Academy Awards presentation, something I'm really not interested in, except for the fact that certain films are quite profound in how they've impacted, potentially impacted, the way you view the world, including the movie called Network. I'm going to raise another movie from way back when that if you haven't seen, you need to see, because it relates to this. And also my love of gardening. I tell you what, we can do something, but we've got to decentralize and uncouple from the globalists. More with John Rappaport after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
Hello, Ty Bollinger here from the hit documentary miniseries, The Truth About Cancer, with an important question. Can the three wise men's gifts to Jesus help heal and protect your health and help you look and feel younger and live longer? The answer is a big, surprising yes. In the new report called How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you'll discover exactly why. Go to rsvreports.com right now to get this life-changing report for free. That's rsvreports.com. You see, two of the Magi's gifts, frankincense and myrrh, were highly prized in biblical times for their health and healing benefits. Science today confirms they are ultra-powerful tools to support your health, anti-aging, and longevity. Meanwhile, you'll be surprised to learn a third spice, often referred to as gold in biblical times, may be nature's most potent tool to protect your immunity. Yes, the Magi were indeed wise men for giving Jesus their powerful gifts of health, and you'll discover how much they'll help you, too. Go to RSB Reports right now to get this important report absolutely free. That's rsbreports.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
No intention to get into the deep, dark bowels of Hollywood, much less government, although we talk about this stuff occasionally. I want to give perspective on it. It is Academy Awards Day, those listening live to the Robert Scott Bell Show. And I there's a lot of Hollywood that's just garbage, and I don't want to, really, it just makes you filthy, like talking about politics sometimes. You got to take a bath. But the idea here is to talk about a couple of films, at least, that stand the test of time, that should have all-time Academy or some kind of awards. We mentioned briefly Network. You've referred to that a lot of times in your writings, John. But I was hinting at something that was giving a lot of wisdom, and it was making fun of the elitists, yet at the same time they thought they were making fun of the simpletons who had a perception that, you know what, life is not as complicated as you guys are making it. Go to the movie Being There with Peter Sellers, Shirley MacLaine, Chauncey Gardner, or Chauncey the Gardner, and what he was sharing and what happened in that movie. That thing stands the test of time, and I think the millennials could do well to look at that film.
I totally agree. It's a fantastic film, and Peter Sellers, one of the great actors of the 20th century, did a fantastic job. Yeah, it's basically about a guy who has exceedingly simple ideas about life and existence and so forth. And the elites latch on to him as some incredible, you know, sage of wisdom when he seems to be completely, you know, discombobulated and stuck at some earlier age of life. Mm-hmm. And they vault him up into this incredibly high position. But at the same time, after the movie's over, if you review what he said, Peter Sellers, and you begin to realize that he's talking about, you know, if you nurture things that are alive, they will grow. And, you know, you say, well, wait a minute. If I apply that to my own life, it actually works.
Yep, talking about the wisdom of nature, the natural world, seasons, time to grow, time to, you know, retreat back into a, you know, a different mode and then come back out again. Again, as I was referencing, cross-referencing it to the concept of cancer, perpetual growth without end, which economists seem to think is even a desirable thing. And we might say all life is growth, but we see a cycle on planet Earth of life and death and life and death. And there's a continuity there. And, you know, thinking about other significant events and milestones of the 20th century, not only in film, but Roger Bannister dies at 88 just now. And we learned of this. This was the man that broke the so-called impossible mile run, the 4-minute mile.
This was a barrier that has stood up for decade after decade after decade. Nobody could break it. And some people thought that nobody ever would. And then Bannister came along, a Canadian, and he did it. And it just shocked the world at the time, literally. And as you were saying on the break, when somebody does the impossible, and it's incontrovertible, then people begin to think in their minds, well, wait a minute. You know, I think lots of things are impossible, but maybe they really aren't. Maybe it's just my idea that's keeping me from achieving something that I thought I couldn't achieve.
That is so powerful and profound. And that's what my life has been like, learning about healing from someone who was worse off illness ailment wise than me at a much older age. And I thought, if he could do it, I could do it. And it was something before my very eyes. And so we need these living examples, I believe, I perceive. And the question is, do we take their sage advice, whether it be the simple perspectives of being there and what was revealed in that movie, or the fact that a physical being, a human being, Roger Bannister, who ended up being a doctor scientist, who developed, interestingly enough, tests to detect steroids for those who were chemically, altering their ability to do what he did without that. The fascinating thing is, once you realize you've been lied to about almost everything in life, about what's possible and what isn't, you'll appreciate the ending of the movie being there and what the Peter Sellers character did at the end.
Yeah, we won't give that away, but it's a great shocker. Yes, you know, Hollywood, for all its horrendousness, occasionally comes out with something that's real. And when that happens, people should pay attention.
And I'm so grateful to be able to point those things out with you, John, my good friend. Everybody, if you don't already get the newsletter updates from John Rappaport, go to nomorefakenews.com. Whenever we can, we like to publish his work here at robertscottbell.com as well. Thank you, John, for being here with me. Speaking of being there, being here.
Thank you so much, Robert. Always great to be with you.
All right, folks, the power to heal is still yours.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSB, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta-1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta-Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.